Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and I just had to do an audition for, I don't know, some fucking credit website or some bullshit, I don't know. I gotta be honest with you, I don't pay much attention to the fucking auditions anymore. I don't give a fuck about them. I still do them, my agent still sends me shit, but I'm well aware of my place in the fucking voice acting world, I guess. See, my agent likes to say that we're fucking voice actors. Nah, I'm not a fucking voice actor, I ain't shit. I'm a fucking guy who answers phones in a fucking call center, who occasionally, maybe once a year, will either be a finalist for a spot or get cast in some fucking local grocery store spot and make like $200. It's not a fucking actor. I'm no more a fucking actor than that fucking waitress from Arkansas that flies out to California, starts waiting tables at some fucking beachside cafe and starts taking acting classes. And before I go any further, I do want to let you know, I do have another fucking minute montage of me burning fucking auditions to the ground, and I've included it at the end of this fucking cast. So you're going to get another taste of me just losing my fucking shit reading this garbage. One of the interesting things about today's read is I've been in this game long enough, probably over 3 years now at this point, where I'm starting to know the clients. I know the people that my agent works with often. I'm trying to like make up names so I don't give the real fucking clients, and I can't even like make up names, but just to think about like, they're all like fucking like soundy type names, like Audio Box, you know what I mean? Well, the one place that was the client for today's audition, at one point in time, a couple years ago, they cast me in something. They never fucking used it. I got paid to go to the studio. They paid me like a couple $100 to go to the studio and record. But afterwards, they thought, this guy kind of blows. So they never used my shit in any actual fucking commercial. Think about that for a second. Think about how much money you must have as a fucking corporation to pay some asshole like me to not use his shit. Most companies, you're trying to fucking cut costs, cut corners as much as possible. You're not just like bringing people in, having them fucking record for a fucking hour, listening to it and think, this sucks, give this guy $200 so he doesn't come back. So I got cast with them like pretty early. They cast me in some fucking spot pretty early. It was like a fucking Mexican like fucking condiment company or some shit like that. Technically, I think I'm still under contract with them, but I don't know. I don't really pay attention. So they followed me on Twitter shortly after. Now my Twitter feed, I don't really give a fuck about Twitter. I use Twitter to pimp the fucking podcast, and every now and then I have it linked to my Instagram feed, so you're gonna see like a picture of me running, like fucking screaming like a goddamn maniac. Well, they don't fucking realize this. Somehow they tracked me down on Twitter. I have no idea how they fucking did it. And they followed me for a little while until they realized that I'm a fucking nobody. I followed them back just because I was like, all right, I guess if the fucking audio company's gonna follow me, I guess I should follow them back, right? Isn't that like douchebag internet etiquette? You gotta like follow people back when they follow you, especially if it's like a company that's gonna like pay you to record shit. I thought to myself, like, maybe they fucking like me. I don't know. Maybe they just wanna keep me in mind. And then like a short time later, I noticed that they unfollowed me because they were probably like, who the fuck is this asshole? This guy just works at a fucking call center, doesn't do anything? I just imagine this like fucking LA company, these corporate douchebags like sitting in a fucking office somewhere like out west. Be like, oh, fucking Chris Johnson, he was great as the fucking cartoon taco. We gotta follow this motherfucker on Twitter because we need him. We need him in more shit. And then all of a sudden like the podcast links start going through and they're like, oh, what's this? This motherfucker's got a podcast? Let's take a look at this. And then it's like me bitching about my grandma and telling my dad to go fuck himself and stories about how ladies think I jerk off in my fucking car at night. And they're like, what the fuck is this? We can't. No, this motherfucker, we don't want anything to do with this guy. Unfollow him immediately. I don't blame them. I'm not angry at you, LA Sound Company, for unfollowing me. But maybe you should have done a little bit of research beforehand. I'm a non-union fucking bum. And to be honest with you, they should have known that. Because that last statement, the fact that I'm non-union, that's the only reason I get fucking auditions for anything. The reason bums like me get auditions, you've probably thought over the years listening to this shit, like, how does this fucking scrub bum have a fucking agent? Well, I'll tell you why. It's very simple. Because there are, like, union legitimate voice actors that these companies think, fuck it, we're not paying union. Let's get some fucking scab asshole. And me, who doesn't fucking have anything going on, I don't give a shit about the unions. I don't give a shit about non-unions. I don't give a shit about the companies. I don't give a shit about the fucking products. They just stick a fucking script in front of my face and say, hey, read this, and you might make a couple $100. Like, are you fucking kidding me? And I get to do it right here. I don't have to fucking go anywhere. The same fucking microphone that I'm doing this shit on is the same is the fucking microphone that I use to do these goddamn auditions. I don't even have to leave my fucking apartment. They send me the goddamn scripts. I fucking print them out. I fucking read them. I send the shit away. Well, I've wasted your time long enough. Here is the latest montage of me fucking up spots. I hope you enjoy it. Okay, in preparations for your... I fucked that up. Let's do it again. Don't overpay for your... Oh, shit. Fuck. God damn it. Okay. Don't overpay for your textbooks. Rent them at less... Fuck. I cannot fucking read. Always at the ready to carry you home. From where... This is dumb as fuck. Jesus fucking Christ. A fucking nursery rhyme? What is this shit? Hey, rise and shine, turtle dove. Jesus fuck. Okay. Hey, rise and shine, turtle. Jesus. It's a turtle, for fuck's sake. I can't fucking say turtle. Where nothing stands between you and your best friends. And pancakes. The fuck? That's garbage. Mister, I kick a Simtote fucking... what is that fucking line? And that's an original opinion from a guy... Dude, I fucking... What the fuck? Fuck this fucking read. Jesus Christ. The best paint you can buy starting at under $25. Fuck! There's no fucking ad in there. Wow. That's good stuff, huh? That was good stuff. I fucking love these. I'll still be recording my fuck-ups. Another montage is probably coming. Don't know when. Well, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when you get your new podcast episodes. I am on Twitter, if you want it. Johnson Hates You. I mean, there's nothing there except for the fucking podcast links. And occasionally people follow me because they think I'm somebody and then they don't. But you can follow me on Twitter if you please. Instagram, though, is where it's at. I fucking legitimately like Instagram. That's it. Maybe 5 minutes. You can follow the podcast on Podbean, the main hub. You get every fucking episode there, the website or the app. I'm also on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And you can catch the podcast in Facebook, too. I'm going to put it right in my timeline for you.